This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Much of Colorado's Front Range and Eastern Plains remains under a heat advisory. Forecasters say temperatures will reach the upper 90s and low 100s. It reached a record 100 degrees in Denver. It's also the fourth 100-degree day in Denver this year. Officials say people could suffer from heat-related illnesses if they don't stay cool or hydrate. The heat advisory expires at 9 tonight. There's a silver lining to the Regional Transportation District's ongoing struggles to hire bus and train drivers. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD has been short on drivers and mechanics for years. It's kept it from restoring bus and train service across the Denver metro, much to the chagrin of commuters. But it's also saved it a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars. Now, the agency is making plans to spend a portion of that cash paying down some of the loans it took out to build rail lines. That could ultimately save the agency nearly $300 million. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Dr. John Samet, a key state leader during the pandemic, is stepping down as dean of the Colorado School of Public Health. He's been in the post 5 years. His team helped train contact tracers, run vaccine clinics, and did COVID-19 modeling.
The modeling work was figuring in decision-making and sometimes real-time basis. It brings a sense of responsibility. This is what public health is about. It's about providing evidence to make the right decision.
Samet will now return to his normal academic duties as a school faculty member. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.